You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Transformers!
So, hey, you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the Transformers Internet Radio Show. If you don't know what Radio Free Cybertron is, we are the original Transformers Internet Radio Show. I know we pimp that out a lot, but how many people can say that they are the host of the original Transformers Internet Radio Show and not cry, you know, deeply and sob into their pillow after doing so? So
we keep seeing it. We keep saying it, but it keeps being true.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so I'm Brian.
Yeah.
With me this week, I have J.D. Church, John DeLuna, and Rob Springer. Ender and XV are out. Ender may be joining us later on in the show. Guys, how is it going this week?
Woohoo!
Fantastic.
It's raining. New job, so I'm excited.
Wait,
hooray!
Yeah.
Heck yes!
Yeah.
Are you stuck on the phone still?
No! That's the beauty of it. I no longer am talking to customers.
Why is this the first I'm hearing of it?
Yeah,
I don't
know. It's kind of odd.
Yeah. Sorry. No. Yeah, I got a new job at work. I mean, I'm still the same company, but yeah, I'm doing like a different job now. So I was talking to people who were delinquent on their loans, angry, mad people. Now I just do paperwork. So, yes.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Pretty much same money, though. So beautiful.
Well, you know, you're listening to people all day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't have to spend so much on migraine medicine.
Yes.
Advil.
You don't have to abuse FMLA as much.
Alcohol. Yes. So that's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. So
anyway.
Yeah. For me, I spent quite a bit of money on getting a new car this weekend. So I'm trying to scramble to get the cash down for the Primus package at BotCon. I may have to go in.
You got a pretty mouth.
Yeah, I know. No. Not going in that way.
Show some leg.
Yeah, I may have to go in as a mini-con, so I hope. But
we're going
to...
What does that mean?
We're going to take a shoebox, and write BotCon exclusive on it and fill it with dump bin toys. Here, dude.
Yeah.
That's all we could do.
You'll totally believe it.
I have never, ever, ever wanted to go in as a Primus attendee. Never, because I love going in on the cheap, but the G2 set is just so awesome.
Flippin'.
Have it.
Flippin' amazing is the word you're looking for.
And you will flip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, on the plus side, hey, new car. So there you go.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What'd you get?
I think you won.
Trent Am?
We got a
Corvette.
No, 2011 Sonata. It has a you can put your thumb drive in it and it'll play music. It's like the future.
Bad ass.
Wow.
I know. So that's pretty awesome. Also this week I turned 31. Yeah,
happy birthday.
Not yet. I'm really DevCon in the chat just said that Rapido is pure love. I agree. I'm actually really pleased with that. I want it desperately.
But not Jose Negron.
that, inside joke.
That Rapido is pretty awesome, though. He
yeah.
Was it Itzy that he cockblocked at 06 or is it 03, 06 with the napkin girl?
Something like that.
That sounds right.
Yes, oh, the bot on memories.
Oh yes.
It's always like, Rapido's awesome, but for different reasons you're thinking.
Yeah. So many crazy things happen at BotCon, and that's what we're talking about this week, actually, is what to do at BotCon, and that will come up later in the show.
Hey.
Let's go ahead and jump into some news.
News!
On the rumor front, I guess you can say news is, and we got photographs of what looked to be new C-Cons.
24-year-old toys.
Yeah, new But man, they're shiny.
Yes, and yes.
Not for sale.
No stickers or anything. So.
Part of the hunt for Decepticons, I bet you.
Probably not.
That would be awesome.
That'd be so random.
Yeah.
God,
they don't have random like, tribal.
Decepticons? Here are Decepticons. You found them. Congratulations.
Boy, this hunt was great. They're all really loose.
You win a semi-overused mold.
Yeah. Yeah. These things are starting to really look like antique toys.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I know they're 24 years old, but they really look 24 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Was it Beast Wars 2nd? They still look pretty fresh. It was like, oh, dude, it's Zecons. Oh, they're a new color. It's pretty bass now. We're like, oh, hey, man.
Wow.
It really has moved on us, hasn't it?
No posability at all.
Colors is what did it.
All joint.
For the Beast Wars 2nd. Yeah. Those were gorgeous colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And no using your friend as a gun. And not even a believable gun. Just hold his corpse up.
Yeah,
he shoots out of his butt.
I just assumed that one of the molds was missing, but no, there they are.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
What's not pictured there is the center one, but I think, yes, I think the lobster guy had been missing from the other set. So you're missing the snap turtle.
If they get
he should one, totally be named Lobster Guy.
Yeah.
Lobster Guy. It's, I can't remember his name. Someone in the chat room, tell me. Please. Oh,
there's nothing better than Lobster Guy.
Yeah, Lobster
Guy.
Pretty awesome.
Rock okay. Lobster. We're going to go with Lobster Guy.
If they get wide release, here's hoping they tighten up those molds some, because, you know, I missed out on the club version because, hey, broke $90 toys. But
yeah,
I heard they're pretty loose.
Watchron. Are they really?
That's what I heard. They're pretty loose and little showing the mold degradation versus the 1,000 uses of Bruticus that never gets old.
Yeah.
How did they manage to do that?
Well, they fixed up the molds.
They can recast them if they really want to.
Really? So if they recast them, I want like Swindle to be recast as I don't know.
Awesome.
I was going to say Red Alert or that.
Okay,
like that.
That one's name is Nautilator. So we're going to go with Lobster Guy.
Yeah, it is not.
Yeah. What's
Nautilator
mean?
Nautilator? Oh, I see you in your boat. I'm about to nautilate your ass.
Way to go, Rob.
I got this shit.
So, the biggest news, I guess, of the week is Rapido.
Rapido.
Really cool looking.
Arriba.
Yeah, new head mold on the Prowl mold. Really nice looking.
Really sells it.
Yeah, it looks great. I want that.
Yeah. And, you know, I was figuring if they did do Rapido, they'd just use the same head. Because Hooper X not long ago did a custom of using that mold, and he just painted head silver. And Alice fooled was like, dude, you sculpt a new head? Nope, just painted it silver.
I mean,
awesome.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when he did that, actually. He posted that to Facebook.
Yeah, it looked great. And I'm like,
yeah,
new head mold? Wow.
God, I'm going to be so broke after this convention.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. We're eating Slim Jims.
That's okay. I'm going to get that breakdown when it gets repainted in its G1 colors.
Yeah. Probably what I'll end up doing. Oh, yeah, they are, aren't they? Or is that's the rumor, isn't it?
It's still rumored. I'm assuming that'll be a club exclusive.
But
I'm sold.
I'm clearly totally going to pack every single thing that I eat at the convention, just like I did in 05. I think I ate 1 meal that I didn't pack with me. It was at that Chinese place in the mall.
I'm starting to think that I'll go and I'll just like pick off like weak or sick attendees and eat them.
My hotel has a Walmart a few blocks away and my room has a fridge. I'm going grocery shopping after I get my stuff Thursday.
I'm in the T-Formers room and I have no idea what our accommodations are. So
cook it on Ender's ass.
I just say flip the mattress. That's no.
You know, actually,
I'm certain
the hotel is great, like the 05, 06 hotel. The sleeper couch was better than any bed I've ever owned.
You know, that 05 hotel was badass.
That was Texas.
Yeah.
Damn, I mean, free breakfast, snack time, soda all day. And then I turned it off. Well, Rob knows how to turn it back on. Soda, guys, got it back working.
Let's see here. Oh, let's see. 05 was no. 05 was Texas. 06 was
Lexington.
Lexington. Oh yeah, that's the one.
Was nice. It was a nice town.
Yeah,
I love Lexington.
Yeah, it's high.
Food in
but I'm biased.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, food court in the hotel and places a block away. You can eat without going on a bus ride.
Was that at Rupp or?
Yeah,
or was that?
It was.
Yeah, that's a great area.
That was
nice to have a convention.
No, it wasn't. It sucked.
Come on.
I didn't.
There's tons of cool stuff right there.
I just enjoy it.
Yes. Like well, Kilby, Brian, there was one beautiful moment of 06, and you took a picture of it.
Oh, yeah. You
get down!
That was pretty awesome, yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm in public. Crap.
You didn't get arrested. That's amazing.
No, luckily. Thank God. Yeah. It's like you get home. Oh, I'm such a dumbass.
Hey, there's Ender. And
you're lucky like that.
Yeah.
And did it
Not
work?
Doing that again.
Can we hear him?
Hey,
can we hear you?
We're adding Ender to the conversation.
Yeah.
Bring on the Ender.
On the guest line, Ender.
If you listen carefully, you can hear the dialing.
One ringy dingy.
I'll have to edit this out of the.
Pick it up. Pick up the phone.
Pick up el phone.
And now face the final
question.
It's the Ender.
Hello.
There he is.
Hey. So we are halfway through the news. We just started talking about Rapido. Did you see Rapido?
Yes, I did. I endorse Rapido. Rapido is almost a game changer for me. I was really thinking about this set again. Excuse me.
Actually, it looks like we're about to gain XV as well.
Oh, man. Are we going to have a show
together?
It's an invasion.
He was just waiting for me to get here.
Yeah, basically. You know, I think XV has a strange crush on you. It's kind of strange.
Don't trivialize the emotions that exist between me and XV.
That's true. So XV,
I got to leave in like half an hour, though. I just thought
we're only going to be here for half an hour.
Let's have a quickie.
Whoa.
Okay, so everyone agrees that Rapido is love.
Yes, we love
beautiful red and teal love.
It's awesome. So let's see here. The 2010 Unicron, new head, new paint job, and it's slavish.
New cost price.
Now, if the head...
New head, new paint job, same Takara sucking.
It's not that bad. Now, if the head had a launcher, and you could launch the body, that would be fantastic. I would pay that.
Yes.
You know, if Takara bundled the new Unicron in with the half destroyed Unicron head that came with the Primus toy, which was also remolded to look like the new head,
yeah,
that would be.
You know, it still could, I guess.
I guess
there's still time.
Yeah,
you can hope.
That would require Takara to be like semi awesome, and I don't see that happening.
I'm actually looking at it now for the first real time, and. God, I want it now, not...
Yeah.
Want it at standard price, not masterpiece price, though. I'm going to be a butthole about this.
I don't know. It's a toy that we waited for years. What we thought was great, but this is kind of what we wanted.
Yes.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah.
How many of you walked around with it in planet mode going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do?
Yeah.
Hands in the air.
By the time I got Unicron that was so overdone, there was just no point.
Man, you guys are so bad for me. I was, like, totally passing on this 5 minutes ago. And now I'm like,
look
at that beautiful head.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
It's like those glowing red eyes. I mean, come on.
The only thing keeping me from it literally is the fact that it's, like, seriously, 200? Really? It's a $60 toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the retail, like, 120, something like that. So, yeah, you'll pay two.
I may have to exercise my connections in Japan to get that one. I've been holding off on it, but we'll
come. Oh, yeah. With the Yakuza?
Yeah.
You know, the same place he got
the RPM Hot Rodimus
from? Yeah.
Where I got the what from?
Oh, the RPM Hot Rodimus.
The RPM Diaclone, or the RPM Hot Rodimus, yeah.
Yeah.
I need to, now that you mentioned that, I have to link to it again in the show notes.
That was a great review.
That was a great review. That's my best.
Yeah, you need to remember more gags, Brian.
Yeah.
If I have to remember them, so do you.
True. So, let's see here. Masterpiece Grimlock in box. It looks sweet.
Yes.
It's Grimlock in a box.
I like my Grimlock in a box.
Your mom likes your Grimlock in a box.
Your mom likes my Grimlock in her box.
Yeah.
And I got a woe for making a quickie joke.
Well, we expect this of Rob.
Yes. Grimlock at Toys R Us is why I'm expecting 2010 Unicron to make a appearance at some point in America.
Probably.
But
who knows? That's an interesting question.
Now, what if it was Masterpiece Unicron exclusive to Walmart at Christmas?
It'd be on
and it was that this toy.
Christmas? Yeah, I was just saying, actually, the reason we'll never get it is because of all the Unicrons that are still sitting there, and half of those toys are on shelves.
That's what we put in Target Kmart.
I really regret not getting one of the clearance black Unicrons. I wanted one of those. I never got it. Yeah, I don't know. It's like the merchandisers at Walmart forget or don't realize that toy actually came out. It's a new SKU. It's like, oh, yeah, we'll buy it. You know, Transformers are hot. It'll sell. And it probably will. I mean, Diaclone and Microman and everything sold, but it, you know, slapped Transformers on the package and, you know, sold like mad. So,
yeah. And let's throw in Honest Truth here. Wow, what Megazord is that?
Yeah. God.
Man, I really wish I hadn't have really looked at that Unicron and I just had my knee-jerk reaction because the inner lonely nerd within is like...
Also, yeah. Yes.
All of a sudden, it's 1996.
Your lonely nerd is inner?
No. The lonely...
Lonely inner nerd, the one that forgets that they have a wife that keeps saying no.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's 1996, and you're nostalgic for the movie again, and you're like, "Man, I'd wish they'd make a Unicron toy."
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
There it is.
Yep.
I'm really tired of repainting these Warplane toys.
And that younger, just as fat version of me, totally would have just ran out and bought it, and not have thought about the money, and you know.
What do you mean the cable bills do?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what credit cards are for. Yeah.
Just call mom up. Hey, mom.
Yeah.
Funny
We're
thing
all gonna pre-order it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, not me. I'm not dumb.
I'll just get mine and walk around and go, doo 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 7 years ago. Doo 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 doo.
Hey, you know, for an extra $20, you could probably get Stan Bush to play that in your house.
Probably.
And eat all your food and not leave.
Hey, guys, he might hear you. Stan, get back, clean the toilet.
That's not funny. Stan Bush is
he's a great guy.
Nice. No, he's a great saint.
Yeah, I actually look forward to actually meeting him, and I'm certain he will remember me at this point. So.
I would gleefully pay Stan Bush to play music for me. I would not make him scrub my toilet.
No, yeah.
That's the difference in those two.
He's singing while he's in there.
Does he whistle?
Not even your song, Stan.
Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Yeah, I joke, but at the same time, I'm actually glad he comes to Bach on each year because it's like, hey, here's a guest that's actually happy to see us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
just like Scott McNeil.
Yeah. Scott McNeil loves us. He's like, oh, what you get? Dragon Ball nerds, the X-Men nerds, oh, the robot nerds. Hey, how's it going?
So do we care? Do we want to talk about what was it? Skywarp or was it Thundercracker? Skywarp.
It's Skywarp.
You know, if I get
really into this.
No, it's called bilking out a mold, but Takara, it's okay.
Yeah. I just don't care. It's one of those things.
That whole line, who does care?
There's nothing compelling about it.
No.
And the story is one big headache. It's like, okay, all the dimensions in one guy. What?
Yeah. Basically, I mean, this is like alternators, only smaller and crappier, more expensive.
Yeah.
More metal.
Yeah.
$60 for deluxe. Unless there's only like 1,000 of them, you know?
Even right. Then, they're
gold plated.
Yeah, and even then, yeah, no.
Not it's got to be Rapido before I think about that, okay?
I mean, you know, it's basically the same pricing for the Aveo Swerve, and I still don't have one of those. And that's arguably a better toy.
True.
Not owning an Aveo Swerve, I really can't comment on it, but I would rather have an Aveo Swerve.
Mainly because it's a more interesting toy.
At least for its history, yeah.
It's like, hey, look, it's Aveo Swerve. Hey, look, it's someone's signature on a message board.
would you guys buy these off a shelf if they were out in the U.S.?
Retail?
If they're affordable, yeah.
Maybe
something strikes me about it. I'm just so relieved to see anything that isn't Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah,
this is the period in my life.
I started collecting again.
This is the period I've gone to the toy store the least the entire time because there's no new Transformers. And I literally, I didn't go for like 3 weeks. That's like the longest I've ever not gone and looked at toys somewhere. And I went back and they were still the same ones on the shelf.
This is the great time though, because this is where you can pick up the guys you passed on for a budget price. Like, I wanted to get a Megatron. I wanted to, oh, hey, $14 for a Voyager Megatron. Great, now I have a Megatron.
You know,
I almost picked up that black repainted Megatron just because I hadn't seen it before.
Nice.
Prior to Cybertron, I always went back and caught up, you know, at this dead point. You know, I would drop, you know, in the course of a month, $1,000 or so on toys because I'm lonely, or I was lonely. And
that's retarded. I did that too.
Yeah. So, but no, yeah. I have no interest at all in doing that now. It's not even like, hey, I can't afford it. I just bought a new car. I've got a house. I just don't want to, like, at all.
If I went in, they were like $2 a piece.
Oh yeah, I could swing that. I could swing.
I still wouldn't get these.
You know, I've gone back.
It's not worth the space they take up.
I've gone back and got some of the things that I really wanted. Was it Ransack?
Biplane.
I got those things. I got the Ransack. I even got the red Ransack. I really did like that one. There were a few things in this line that I did pick up, but I think it's like totally converse to like how normally it would be, like in terms of the numbers. Like, I liked as many toys in this line as usually I left behind in other ones.
Yeah, that's true. That's about accurate.
Yep.
I still need to get the toaster.
You don't have it.
It's fun. Yeah, I don't have
it. Yeah, I got it.
I never got around to it. I mean, after a while, you just the idea becomes more fun than the actual toy, and you just kind of lose interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a good few minutes.
Yeah.
True.
So
I'm just sick of the, you know, it's a muscle car that turns into a pile of kibble. Great.
Good.
Another one. But this one's
Rebecca
blue.
Rebecca Alterney now, I assume.
No, those, you know, those are not that, I did not find them that kibbly. I have one Alterney figure.
Prime?
Of course you do.
Prime. Of course.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course it's Prime.
Duh. But at least you only do the one use of the mold, though. You don't do every single repaint, because then you'd be a broke man.
Well, you know, actually speaking.
I don't hit repaint very often.
Speaking of Alternative Convoy, you know, Big Bad Toy Store, the Convoy Vibrant Red reissue in stock. He's pre-ordered, or actually, he's for pre-order, $49.99. Don't miss the second chance to pick up Optimus Prime in his signature colors, or your first chance to complete the Seeker Trio, meaning Thundercracker in blue. In alternative form. So why don't you do that? That's kind of cool. Big Bad Toy Store is awesome. We love Big Bad Toy Store.
That Prime is a cool Prime. I was not disappointed with that toy.
Colors.
I don't know if I want a whole line of those or anything, but I was I enjoyed that.
And I'm on caffeine. Let me take a drink of delicious Heritage Dr. Pepper.
Shut the hell up.
Mm. Heritage.
Oh man,
is it the sugar cane Dr. Pepper or what?
Yes.
But the thing is, it bothers me. That doesn't bother me. The thing that's not fair is I can get, you know, Dr. Pepper with natural sugar anytime I want it because I live in an area that's serviced by a bottler that makes Dr. Pepper with natural sugar. I feel sorry for people like XV who can't get this year round. Sorry, XV.
Yeah.
Or we could all drink water and not be fat bastards.
Whatever.
No.
I mean, to get all crazy.
I don't know. I drink Diet Dr. Pepper, and I'm still enormous. Yeah. So.
So there goes that theory.
Big sacrifice there.
I gained 8 pounds drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, but marriage mostly had something to do with that. So. Mm.
It's all her fault.
There's a reason fat and happy go together so often.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm so freaking happy. Give me a cheeseburger.
Let's go take a break, and we'll be back here right after this.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the voice of trans fandom.
Hey, so this week's topic, with BotCon looming, we wanted to talk about what to do for BotCon, how to prep, that sort of thing. This is something that's near and dear to my heart because, like I say, I always do BotCon on the cheap. And I mean, Rob, you always go out on BotCon. This is like the thing for you.
This is like the one thing a year I actually do.
So we basically have like opposing philosophies on this. Do you wanna tell us what how you plan and what you do?
I somehow make it happen. That's, I save up registration money and then I save up money for the con, and then while I'm there I eat like Big Macs and Dollar Menu. It's like I got all the toys.
I do the eating cheap too, and like
well, you got to.
And like I said, maybe in the pre-show, as I always pack my food. I mean, I have mm-hmm. a backpack with like slim fast bars, anything that are small that are nutrient packed, and that I can carry with me. And
it's a bottle of cheer wine.
No. I tend to take like a plastic water bottle and fill it up as I go if I can find a place to fill it up.
When I plan out my meals, and I'm like, ever since Fun Pub came in, I'm like, okay, Saturday I can eat. I know I'm eating at least Saturday. I got a food. It might not be good, but I'm eating Saturday. I got to make sure I get in line at the appropriate time because in 06, there's no more mashed potatoes, and I was angry.
Now, I mean,
I was looking forward to mashed potatoes too.
One philosophy that I have is I always try to go in with as many people as possible to get a room, and I'm totally cool if I have to sleep on the floor.
You're that guy.
I was until I ended up last year. I ended up under the air conditioner two nights in a row and went home with pneumonia.
Oh God!
Yeah, man.
That seems to be my big resolution this year. At the moment, I'm trying to get pneumonia before I go to BotCon instead of waiting to get it there.
My room situation.
I was going to die on the plane ride home last year.
my room situation is always the most normal thing. Like I travel to see a decently priced room in the area, and make it work. Because those are. Is it just me or are they like starting to schedule these things at any resort they can find?
This was not like the cheapest option they could have found on Earth.
God, no.
No. Yeah. Oh goodness, no.
Sure, I would have been the cheapest option they could have gone with.
Yeah. Remember when they were like. This year we're going to have it in a Radisson. And now it's like, this year we're going to have it at a Sandals Resort.
Yeah, what the hell is up with that?
Yeah, and it's like, that's great, but you know, the past couple of years have been pretty bad financially. Hey, look, I'm going to Travelocity. I got this place 20 miles away. I'm going there.
Yeah, I guess up until this point, what the nicest we've ever had was an Embassy Suites. Yeah. What not like one of the world's biggest resorts, basically.
Was it 97 where the elevator had a box fan on top of it to keep the engine cool?
Right, so. But you know what? Nobody complains about
it's
that.
Like, well, go take your stairs.
Yeah. You know, everyone complained about Durham, though. And no one who went.
There are limits.
Yeah, everyone complained about it. It was like, you know, it's a crappy location. There was no way to get around.
Yeah, gunfire.
You had to drive everywhere. I mean, that was a crappy place.
Durham, yeah. I remember, like, I was going to stay at the Days Inn in Durham, and I think it was BotCon.com said it was 5 miles away from the convention center. Well, that's no problem. Yeah, I get there. Didn't it map quest it or anything? It's 5 miles in a straight line. Durham time, it's 30 minutes away outside of town.
Yeah. It's a crappy place.
The two dealers room was kind of... Had a little small one, then you had a big one.
Oh, yeah.
I did like that. I like the setup of the con. I just, the town itself wasn't very friendly.
The first thing I saw at Durham, though, the thing that really ruined it for me is I walked in and there stood a dude wearing a cape. And
cape thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that and I never, I just, that was my first BotCon experience. And
that was a legend.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, and Triplett keeps talking about White Dove, how he was weirded out by her.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like, I don't know if it's the cape or the NASCAR shirt that gets you.
Take your pick.
Yeah, but no, it was the fact that she handed him a pamphlet that had her own, you know, finagled Cybertronian language. that has character. BotCon has lost most of that. BotCon's like any convention now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's basically a big shopping trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day.
It's our yearly trip to the Transformers Mall.
McBotCon.
You know, in fact, they should
This is like a whole convention trip. Thing.
I wish they just like tool around the country and like go like to a couple, you know, equidistant cities here and there, and just open up the dealer room. Just bring them all with them so we can all get a shot.
That would be.
I kind of wonder if the smaller guys. At the small cons, if they got that vibe still, because you know you got to wonder.
I mean, it's the loneliest.
Yeah.
That go. Sure.
Yeah.
And I say lonely, yeah. Not in a derogatory way. It's actually in a loving way.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like there's a kind of a thing like keep BotCon weird. You know, we really haven't done that.
Yeah, but I mean that's part
kind of a shame.
That's part of the charm of going is you know buy
breaking it. Out the markers, making a poster.
Yeah.
Keep it weird. This year, keep it crazy. Like how establishment is that?
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to figure out what in the heck I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, but when you go to BotCon, I mean, there's a lot of strategies you can take. I mean, you can go the Rob route and you can get a room, or you can go the Brian route where sleeping is optional.
You can go the Hellbat route where you
get a park
closet.
Bench.
Yeah, no,
I'll give you $50 per week, and if I can sleep in your closet.
Well, I mean, you know, you don't even have to pay to sleep. I mean, like you can be like my friend Chris and just float around and sleep on whoever's bed or whoever's floor.
Yep.
You want to. I mean, just say, hey, can I sleep on your floor tonight? Sure. Okay. I mean, you can do that. I mean, if you have friends, or even if you don't, as long as you're, like, non-threatening.
Yeah.
Just for reference, everybody, the answer to that at my house is no.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
It's pretty easy to get away with sleeping in the lobby of the hotel, because there's people in there all night anyway. I remember, I was thinking about this earlier this week, around before BotCon 02, before the 3H split. There was a CNN article about, I think it's CNN.com, about Transformers collectors, and then they interviewed the BotCon guys, and Glenn Hallett said something to the term of, these are fans not like any you're used to. They'll go without meals, and be like 1,000 of them in a room, sleeping on top of each other, just to buy another Bumblebee.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely
true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, how much money should someone pack, or what should they expect? I mean... When you go in,
God.
Are they going to shop or are they just going to like have fun?
It's both. It's that's
no.
all. It's both.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people like, especially at this point, some people don't even barely go into the dealer room.
I go into the dealer room, I don't buy anything, but
yeah.
I don't know that I ever have actually bought anything in the dealer room.
I've made BotCon work before. On
again, this is not a shared experience.
Under $200.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard of people, you know.
Yeah, 200 should be good.
A couple grand.
Yeah, buying the exclusives, bring an extra 150 because that's what they're going to cost to buy the rest of them.
But the thing is, the BotCon dealer room, unless you're there like when you're setting up, there's really all the really desirable items that you want. You're not going to find them. Like, I've not really. Am I mistaken? But I mean, like
no.
Stuff that people really have wanted.
I don't know about that. I've found some pretty cool stuff there.
Like what?
I don't know, like a third of my Prime collection.
Yeah, I just, it's you know, harder
not
to
even
find.
Necessarily, not even necessarily like big ticket, big name items like, you know, an Overlord or something like that. Or a
King or something like that. You're not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even talking about stuff like that. I just mean like the little things you don't see every day. Just the concentration of the items in the room just increases the chances you're going to find something that, I don't know, even just appeals to you that's not like something you were looking for necessarily. Maybe you even didn't know exist.
Exactly. You're going to find something that you may not – you're going to find something interesting, like a knockoff that you may never have heard of. Like Megatron 33 found Supercock. Remember Supercock?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, do I.
Transforming chicken, if I remember correctly, called Supercock.
Yes.
And he just carried it around saying, hey, you want to see my Supercock?
Or Captain Shark. Captain Shark's another one.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of little things like that you'll come across. That's cool.
This last year, as part of my Prime collection, I know this would generate debate about whether this counts or not, but it counts to me. I collect Star Sabers, and I found this one in pieces in like a bin of crap, essentially. That it was like it's just a little hollow plastic one. It's like two-toned. It has some stickers. I can't even identify where this comes from yet. It's just it's clearly a piece of something or a little cheapo. But it's to, you know, Takara. It's an official thing. And I don't know, if I found that on eBay, I could probably be persuaded to pay a ton of money for it just because I couldn't find it anywhere else.
Did it look like it had candy in it at some point?
I don't think so, though I wouldn't rule it out. It was not a high grade thing. But a lot of times, that's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. I like the odd items.
I would say if someone's wanting to take money, unless they're wanting to buy a lot of items that you don't have to take a lot of money. Yeah, I mean you can drop down on average probably $50 on, you know, Japanese exclusives and things like that. But the number of big ticket items has dwindled, and with more people attending the show, the odds that you'll be able to get them decreases because there's, you know, more demand and more people willing to pay money.
Yeah.
So I mean, unless you're planning on FedExing, you know, stuff home, which you can do, you probably the $200 figure is probably not bad. I would say between two and five.
Yeah, especially to Rob's point, I think nowadays it's probably good to say like, I've got $200 for the dealer room, but then you also have to consider like the money it's going to take to get the rest of the BotCon toys. So you're going to have to like keep that separate.
Yeah, you just map it out ahead of time, just budgeting.
Yeah, I mean, if you need to take more.
That's why I don't get the BotCon toys, though. They just take, like, half your. I mean, for the money it costs to get, you know, what, a Primus package or whatever, it's like.
Yeah.
I could get an Overlord for that.
Maybe. You could get a Lucifer.
Yeah. Well, maybe not, you know, not in box or anything, but I mean.
But I mean, if you need to take more money than $500, you know that you're going to need to take more than $500. You're deep, and you're
that's fair.
Buying stock.
You've done this before.
Yeah, if this is your first show, I wouldn't take more than $500 cash for food and for toys.
Yeah.
One thing that's also, I think that's, you know, it's not like 01, you know, it's 2010 where it's like they've got what I already have. You know, it's stuff that hasn't come out yet, you know, versus then, dude, I finally found that one Japanese toy I've been looking for. Now it's like, I've got it.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what stage of your collecting you're in.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a small collection and you're just getting into it, younger, whatever, I mean, like hitting that dealer room can be like a pretty serious experience.
Oh, it's always still a moment of joy for me. I just don't go out and spend like I did. I mean, not to mention, those same guys, when they're not at BotCon, you know what they're doing? They're selling it on eBay or their web store. So it's not as, dude, I can't find it any other time the rest of the year, except for that dollar dump bin.
You know,
I've had a lot of success haggling at BotCon, too.
Yeah, you totally can, especially on Sunday evenings.
I'm the best haggler at BotCon.
Yeah.
How much is this? $70? Oh, okay. Then walk away.
One thing to keep in mind, when I go to like comic shows or whatever, I can spend the whole time in the dealer room. If you're going to BotCon for more than an hour, please go to the panel. That's like 100% of the reason to go.
Yeah, panel. See your friends.
If you have friends. If not, make
true,
some.
True. Yeah. You know, I mean, even if,
you know, for a panel, where else are you going to get to see Michael Bell talk about a penis?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or you get to see toys that are not going to be out for. So, I mean, it's great. You know, I don't know if it's a shared experience, but I know Rob knows what I'm talking about. Remember back in the day, and I'm certain it's the case, but it was funnier back in the early 2000s when you knew people who were going to BotCon with the total and utter expectation that they would get laid. And you knew if they did that it would be their very first time. Sorry.
If you're going to BotCon to get laid,
wow.
Don't go.
I remember the
odds of that. Unless you're Scott McNeil.
I mean,
stay the hell away from us.
I do remember those posts. Hey, I'm coming to BotCon and I'm single in case anyone wants to hook up. And it's like, ew, stop talking. Don't do that. No.
Like the post on AllSpark after BotCon. So did anybody get laid at BotCon? You know, the only people that got laid at BotCon were the people that brought someone with them, you know, for that purpose. So
yeah, going the mere act of going to BotCon really kind of invalidates your place in the food chain, and you probably should not breed.
Yeah, so don't go to BotCon unless you're bringing a partner with you.
Yeah, well, just the sheer odds. I mean, that's got to be
unless you're family.
I mean, if you intend to breed later in life, you probably shouldn't tell the other person that you went to BotCon first. Or should wait till after.
I think it's more the act of explaining what BotCon is versus telling them you went.
Well, if they find out. Yeah, I mean.
Wait. Okay, you see these toys? He's watching. Yeah, figures. Yeah. Yeah, you see these guys. Well, every about once a year, I go across country to a convention where we all stand around, and go, "Ooh, robots!" together. And where are you going?
hey!
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other show topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but visit the panels. The panels. That's like, besides seeing my friends, which is the biggest part of me going. Like the fan, my friends go to the panels. That's like the reason to go. Unless it's like some sort of jerk off panel that you really don't care about, which I can't really think of any.
Oh, Pat Lee.
Some of the comic panels are take it or leave it.
Yeah.
If it's a Hasbro panel or even the organizer.
I wonder if I'm allowed at the comic panels anymore.
I'm certain. In fact, I want you to when
I'm gonna have a special press pass that's like the one they mark for Ender, and be like, "I'm sorry, you're not allowed into this one."
I want you to ask plenty of questions during the panel because I want to see if they recognize your voice and if actually, have you ever visited IDW? Would they know you? I guess
no. There's no particular reason they know me by voice.
But they may recognize your voice. That would be interesting. But I would just love to see their reaction when you stand up and say, "Hi there, I'm Ender."
Yeah, I'm sure they will, Bill.
No,
be nice and very professional.
Yeah, that would be professional.
Which would be no
fun.
Hi
there.
I think if I'm going to go after anybody from IDW, I think I should hit them up in the bar.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ed. Want a cocktail?
You have legs. You can leave the house. You're not 10,000 pounds.
I think it's pretty much a fair assertion to say, don't like make death threats or anybody at the panel because
don't say anything about slash porn. If you know anything about slash porn, don't go to the panel.
They'll tell you to leave, dude. They will.
They carried some guy out of Cullen's panel last year.
Yeah,
nice.
Brian Savage come running around with jorts hiked up and grab you by the neck.
Someone got pulled from the panel. What was that for?
They asked Peter Cullen if he had read any Optimus Prime and Megatron slash comics.
No way.
Yeah, he sat down cross-legged on the floor first, too, with the microphone.
Interesting.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, he's exciting.
True story time. A couple of years ago, I wrote Brian Savage against 6 months before BotCon saying, "Hey, Brian, would you be interested in playing a joke on the people at the panels?" And I described how I would come in a costume and ask some ridiculous G1 question. And then when they tell me the truth, they're going, no, liar, liar, pedophile, and just like throw a tantrum. And then they pull me out. And then Brian Savage is like, "That's really funny, but we already got enough real people that do that."
Oh, that's
pretty funny. Get the lay of the land. Plan out. I mean, plan. If there's a lot to do at BotCon. Squeezing it in is not easy. If you're the type of person who needs an itinerary, do it. Right. Document what you want to do, when you want to do it. Try to get an understanding of how the complex is laid out and keep to it. There's a lot to do, and you may miss what you want to do. You may get caught up in talking with someone about, Biocombat, the Italian translation of Beast Wars, you know. You may get caught up talking with people, which is great, but if there's a panel you really want to see, make sure you give yourself plenty of time to go.
If you're going to haggle, have your karma in order.
Yeah.
I discovered the hard way when you're at the G1 Starscream that I have.
Dead Man.
Which is in back. Yeah, the Dead Man's one. Did I tell the Dead Man story already?
But no, tell it anyway.
Okay. I noticed it was fairly cheap, but it was Sunday night. So I haggled these people down. And as I was doing it, like, don't ask too many questions. You probably don't want to know. So I'm talking to these people. I get it down to like 75, I think it was. And it was, I bought it from a woman who's about my age, a little older, and an even older woman, like, closer to my mom's age. And I thought that was a strange pair to be selling at BotCon, but, you know, whatever. Well, my then roommate went and bought something else from them, and he's a more personable person than I am. And he got the story on that. And apparently the deal was they were selling the collection of the younger woman's dead husband to, like, pay their mortgage. I mean, he had died, like, 2 months earlier.
Wow.
I was just like, yeah, so I just haggled them down. And, you know, I just ripped those people off of, like, 15 bucks because it was Sunday. Yeah. So I have the dead man star scream, and every time I look at the thing, I feel bad. Not bad enough I wouldn't give them more money or anything. But...
yeah. God.
At least it wasn't somebody sunny and happy.
Yeah.
You know, another thing to think of, if you guys have shirts that fit and cover your bellies, wear those. Please.
Air on the side of one size too big.
It's like, I understand.
I got to go buy shirts.
I understand, you know, you might get a little sweaty. You can't help that you're smelling a little pity. It's going to happen. There's a lot of people crowded around each other. You know, try to bathe in deodorant, but I understand if you get a little stinky, it's okay. You're standing in line all day. But yeah, seriously, clothes that fit. You could be rotund. I'm not exactly slim, but you know what? My shirt goes down past my belly.
You know, yeah. You're serious because that's the truth.
That happens a lot.
But pack deodorant.
You should not leave the house unable to do the YMCA.
Yeah. pack deodorant. You know, if someone stinks, give it to them. It's like, here's a gift. You know, make sure it's like travel size that you can afford to, you know, give it away. It's not hard.
I can't wait to see the brawls you just created telling people to do that.
It's an every year thing, dude. They don't listen. It's not me. No, but you got a corn puff hanging out your belly button.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll have a selection of deodorants at our table.
Shorts below the knees, guys.
Measure to see if, you know, the gap bottom of your shirt goes down all the way to your belt.
That's good. That's really good. I'll make sure to pick some up for the trip.
Yeah, make sure your shorts go down to your knees, guys, because there's a lot of you that apparently still think that pair you bought in seventh grade fit. I know you know who I'm talking about, Mr. Jorts, and the shirt just tucked in that thing real tight.
Probably.
And if you're not sure about how you look, you can come to our table where I will personally insult you. I will tell you what I think of how you look.
Rob will high fives.
If you have an aversion to denim, this is not your kind, because there's a ton of jorts about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. George.
Ugh. So the biggest piece of advice that I can give you is make sure you have a debit card. Make sure that there's money in your bank account, because you don't want to wind up with no money. Especially if you have to, because invariably every year I wind up with no money. And
I'd say
real money advice is just take all the money you have and put it in a bag and bring it with you, because you're just going to want it.
Well, you should approach it like gambling, right? You should like take a set amount of money and just play with that.
That's no fun.
No? I mean, come
gambling
on.
Gambling where you know you're going to lose.
Yeah, I had to PayPal MCypher gas money one year because I ran out like halfway home.
I remember, here's a blast from the past warning, but it could still be true. If you need to go to an ATM, go to one outside the hotel.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's going to be empty before the con even starts.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember that before they took debit cards? And you'd be like, damn, where's an ATM around here? Shit, I got to go across the street.
Yeah. Now, is there any type of
any
type of gear people need to carry? Like a backpack, I think is obvious.
Yeah, bring some kind of bag.
With
a secondary like plastic bag kind of thing inside it, just in case.
You know, for like poop shorts, to put your poopy
shorts. Just get something larger, you know.
Extra batteries for your digital can, because there's always that one dude, damn it!
Or, you know, extra batteries to sell to that dude.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. We're talking, guys.
Marketing.
It's America.
Yes.
We got there a table. Go. I got an idea.
Like any type of electronics, a camera, you'll want to bring a camera, a smartphone if you have one, some sort of, you know, communication device is important.
But remember, in case you wonder why you're taking pictures in the Hasbro panel, it's because your flash is going off and you're holding the camera up in the air.
I just don't care.
Hey, no cameras. Nice. Okay. Click, click. What do you mean I got to stop taking pictures? How do you know it was me?
Gee.
I don't know, Super Sleuth Ninja, but...
You know, if we think of anything else, we'll add it to the show notes. But I think that pretty much covers it.
Oh, before any of you guys ask this question at any panels, G1 is over, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
No, G1 is not over.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Well, generation, but whatever.
G1 was over in like the late 90s, but it came back and...
Yeah.
Yeah, G1, but, not.
Yeah, I guess that point, but still, just don't throw a fit when they say, no, we're not going to do that. When they ask about some arbitrary G1 question, okay? Don't throw the fit, because it's happened. So. Yeah.
Woo! You know, for years, it was like, hey, you guys need to do a new Big Daddy. You know, there needs to be another Big Daddy. Lo and behold, we have a Big Daddy. You know, nothing's off the table.
Yeah. Although, do ask the voice actors why the soda machine was out of Dr. Pepper.
I do not. Don't be odd. These people work for us. We, you know, we are the customers.
Yeah.
If you hate something, tell them.
Yeah, be honest.
If you want something, ask.
The voice actors have no clue why Walmart never got that toy.
Yeah,
don't ask the voice actors.
Always be sure to ask the right people the right question.
Know who you're talking to.
Don't ask. And again, please don't ask how to get into voice acting.
Oh, God.
And the McDonald's drive-thru thing?
McDonald's drive-thru. I don't even get the McDonald's drive-thru thing. I can understand.
It's like 7 years old.
It's going to happen, but don't get offended when people go, ugh, after you ask it, thinking you're clever.
I just don't get that one.
I don't either. It's funny. And don't ask them to do a voice and then do your version of the voice while they're doing theirs.
Oh, outsider. Please, God. No.
Yeah. That's just it. Like, you can go onto the comic panels. Any question I want to ask the comic people at this point in my knowledge, I really shouldn't ask them in public.
What were you thinking? Drift?
I've gotten to the point. I'm actually looking forward to Spotlight Drift right now.
Really?
Not Spotlight, the Drift series. I mean, yeah, I am.
You gonna take some mushrooms before or what?
No,
on them now?
I've said my piece about what I think about the idea of having Drift. I don't see the reason for it, but since it's happening anyway, I see no reason not to enjoy the series if it is a good Transformers story.
It's like
I can move beyond that, you know, concept problem. It doesn't cripple the actual thing. It's just kind of annoying.
That's exactly my philosophy on death. I know I'm going to die, so I might as well enjoy myself as I do it.
Yeah. It's amazing how quickly you equate death to Drift.
Mm.
that's probably not exact what IDW is going for.
Look at my sword going to smile. Look at my sword going to smile. You could have wrote another character and gave him this screen time, but no, I got a sword.
So check
it out. Like a lot of people, I really enjoyed All Hail Megatron, so I'm all for something written by...
Here's an alien. Here's an alien. Let's kill it. Smiling.
So, anything else, guys?
Soap.
No.
Our hotel room will give you soap.
I think we have covered it.
So, Bleebum pinged me just a couple minutes ago. If you go to tformers.com, they have new pictures of War for Cybertron, Soundwave, and, you know, he actually looks pretty spiffy.
Yeah. Oh, the toy?
Yeah.
He is classic-stastic.
Yeah, I like that. I want that.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh,
everything from that game is just 7 tons of awesome so far.
Oh, I just thought of something. If you guys have or claim to have Asperger's, remember, you have that before you open your mouth every time before you wonder why people are looking at you funny.
You know, I think
if I had Asperger's, I would think it would be a good reason not to stand up in front of a microphone in a room full of 2,500 people, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I think the number of Transformers fans who claim they have Asperger's has dropped as the number of normal people have entered the fandom.
Yeah, well, I've always put it as there's Asperger's, the actual issue, and Asperger's, the people who are just social tards.
Yeah, the people who are Asperger's, as opposed to Asperger's.
I don't know anyone who really has Asperger's. The people I know who claim to have Asperger's just use that as an excuse because they can't get laid.
Well, it's just that, I guess, because I'm saying Asperger's, DevCon. Extra shit. Smell like pickles.
Asperger's is just angsty forum dork speak for I'm a dickhead.
Yeah.
It's I'm a basement dweller with no social skills, and I'm going to use this as my excuse instead of working on myself.
So you've been listening to Radio Free Cybercon.
And we're not angry at all. No. We are not angry.
But if you actually do have clinically diagnosed Asperger's, we're sorry. And
yes. God bless.
Yeah, if you really
the
got
rest
it.
Of those screwballs, you know.
There are those people that really do have Asperger's syndrome, but.
Yeah, yes. That's not funny.
And low transfer.
I don't know. I will use the word retard as an insult to someone I think is being stupid, and I want them to know how unhappy I am about it. But I'm not referring to anyone who has, like, a mental disability. I would never call them a retard. Yeah. I don't think that really applies to them. I think that sort of word is just sort of culturally transcended into that's an insult.
Yeah.
That's an insult. Mm-hmm. It once referred to this condition, but you wouldn't, I mean, once it was, that was the clinical thing. You would say, this person is retarded.
Yeah.
And that was the nice word for it, but it has turned into the insult. And now we have other nice words for that. So when I call someone a retard, I am not insulting mentally handicapped people. They are not retards. You can't call them that anymore.
That's Anderson sensitivity training of the day.
All right.
Asperger's smell like pickles.
So, okay, guys. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. So for those listening, we'll be rejoining with New Soundwave coming up next. If you're not listening live, you should. We do it every Wednesday. Thereabouts 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Unless we don't.
TFradio.net/live unless my streaming computer crashes, which it did before the show.
Waiting for me. See?
You too. So, but yeah, check us out, TFradio.net/live. We would love to have you in, you know, the chat room during the show. If not, you know, by all means, download our podcast, subscribe at iTunes. We have all the links at TFradio.net. Just go subscribe, enjoy. It's love. Yes. So, guys, any last words?
Hope to see you all at BotCon.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Everyone should read the Ironhide series. It's awesome.
We'll do. That's something I need to do. I need to catch up on that and everything else, basically. Okay, guys. So thank you out there for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. We wouldn't do this without you. I mean, XV might, but he's the only one. Yeah. So
He's crazy.
So thank you again for listening. We will see you next week.
Asperger.
I could go for some Asperger right now, actually.
I had a Sonic burger for lunch.
I don't even know what that means. Okay.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Copyright 2010 Radio Free Cybertron.